What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
For what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not hired to come in and be the quarterback coach, but, you know, I love Mike and have gotten to know him through the last couple of years here in Atlanta. So anything he needs from me, I'm a part of this organization and happy to help in any way that I can. But I'm not a coach. I'm not going to be that head coach or quarterback coach.
Matt Ryan from his press conference yesterday, he is the president of football, not a coach.
Nope.
Not the GM.
Nope.
Not any of that stuff. In charge of finding the next coach and GM. But yeah, I mean, that's the answer. He's got to find the guy that can get the most out of Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Now I do think that whoever that is might ask him some stuff. Since Matt was a really good quarterback in the NFL, I feel like Matt's input might be valuable at times regarding Michael Penix, but maybe not. Maybe it isn't. But yeah, I mean, that's the crux of the thing is Michael Penix your franchise quarterback? Who can get the most out of him quickest? And if he's not, who can make that determination? And then what do you do? Because if he's not, like, what do you do?
You go get another quarterback.
Sure. But like, if he, like, in the draft the next year, like, you sign a guy, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a, right. But it's hard to do that.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's what they've been trying to do for 5 years.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, the original plan was this was supposed to be Michael's first year starting. The original plan.
Right.
You know, this was supposed to be Michael's, his first year being the starting quarterback and all those different things. That was the plan, I should say. But, yeah, I mean, if you can't figure it out with Michael, then you got to go get somebody else. I mean, That we all know in this league you can't win without one of those guys. We understand that part about it. But yeah, if he's not that guy, and I think he's going to get the opportunity for some whatever reason. I don't know why I think
I think so,
he's going to get the opportunity.
Well, because there isn't another
exactly
option, really, you know, that I know,
like,
of.
Like, I know a lot of people like Malik Willis and all those. Like, it don't make no sense to go sign those guys because you got Michael Penix, in my opinion. Now, if you go and sign this – if you go and give a quarterback what Malik's probably going to – ask for, like, he's not going to be top echelon paid or
no,
like,
but
that.
He's going to be starter paid.
He's going to be starter paid,
yeah.
Exactly.
Or at least, like, compete for the starting job.
No, he'll be starter paid.
Well, if you sign Malik Willis, then that's it with Penix.
But then you look at it from this standpoint.
You can't sign him to be a bridge.
You look at it from this. Indianapolis signed Daniel Jones to that. Now, they signed him to something like that, like 14, 15 million. That's a competition
sure
thing right there.
Sure,
but if he's like 25? Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that. Again, that's what makes this job. I know there are definitely good things about this job, for sure. There are good parts of the Falcons roster. But that's why I can't get behind a lot of the – and now that there's other jobs open too, obviously, since a lot of this conversation happened. But that's why I just didn't understand, like, the people that were so sure that the Falcons job was the best one available.
Right.
It's like, how – what?
But the
quarterback is hurt.
But everybody kept saying the same argument because they're in the NFC South. Because they're in the NFC South, they're in a winnable division. They've been in the NFC South. I was the
whole time.
The first year I came in the NFL was the year that the new conferences came out, and that's when Indy went to the NFC South instead of Miami, which was crazy as hell to me. But anyway, they wanted to keep the Jets rivalry and all that stuff with Miami. But yeah, they've been in this damn division for the last 8 years. And they couldn't win it.
The team that won it this year was under 500.
Yes.
They were in the division.
Yeah. And this happened twice in this damn division. Remember when Carolina won at 7-9-1?
Twice in the last 4 years.
So three times. Remember, Carolina won at 7-9-1 or something like that?
And Tampa won at 8-9 a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So don't use that argument.
Please stop.
Yeah. Like that. And again, that.
Because that's letting me know that all you care about is just winning the South.
I know. Yeah. Which you should care about winning
the
South.
You should.
But just being the best team of these four, given how bad these other teams are right now, can't be something that you strive toward. You need to strive toward sustainable winning. Now, again, we can't be choosers because we're beggars and we're begging for the playoffs. So however they got in there, just get in there. But that's irrelevant.
Yes.
That's irrelevant to me. What is relevant is, yeah, there's some good parts of it, of course. There's really good young talent on defense. We like those guys. They got to the quarterback a lot. Bijan Robinson is one of the five best offensive weapons in the NFL.
Yes.
That is awesome. That would, to me, that would be the biggest selling point you
I
have.
Would. I'm telling you. I got so upset. We got this guy, Bijan.
No offense to anybody else. Mm-hmm. They got that guy right there who could be the MVP of the NFL with the right coach.
But how many times does a running back sell you like that?
How many times is the running back like that?
They've been great running backs that don't win. Their teams don't win. You know what I mean? So, true. I mean.
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
Even a lot of the guys he's compared to.
Yes. They didn't win. You know? But and it's a different era, different time. Like, you know, like we talk about Barry and all those dudes. That was the league. That's not the league anymore. It is about the quarterback.
When they didn't win.
Like, that's what I'm saying. They didn't win no game.
They didn't win anything.
Yeah, they won. They won division and then didn't win ever again.
Uh-uh.
You know? So, I mean, it's hard. You know, but I mean, when you try to sell the because I do believe, you know, we can take the winning and losing away, and I know that's the most valuable part about it. But I think the Falcons are a first class organization. I do think that in my personal opinion.
Starting what does
with,
that mean?
Starting with the owner, okay. And things like that.
Just in terms of,
you know, the resources. I think Arthur Blank is willing to spend money on players.
Definitely.
I think that's the thing
and amenities
right there. And amenities and things like that. Now you can be. It didn't matter that Kansas City was one of the raggedest ran organizations ever because they got that guy. You know, he didn't.
Well,
they
have multiple that guy.
You know, he don't care that
they have the best quarterback.
He don't care they got wooden lockers and you getting splinters in your ass.
And they're the best coach.
He don't care about that. Go get some sandpaper. Go get some sandpaper.
I know.
You know what I mean?
So what does that mean then? You know
what?
Like, what is it worth in the grand scheme of things to be a first class organization?
Nothing if you don't win,
right?
Yeah, nothing if you don't win.
And also, but like, what is? How do we? I just don't. This, we always talk about good owners and bad owners and stuff like that. And to me, it's like, I mean, I get it. There are some that are outliers that are obviously so bad that they don't enter into the conversation.
Right.
Like, so bad, sometimes they get their teams taken or they say stuff that's crazy. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about those guys. I'm just talking about, like, everyone else that's, like, don't we judge owners the same way that we judge the coaches?
Man.
I do.
Well, I mean, then you should say some people do. I don't. Okay. I don't. I look at it from a different standpoint. I look at the ownership, the group of the ownership, how you treat the players, how you do all those different things, how you empower your coaches. That's how I view it. That's just me. I understand that the winning and losing is the most important thing. Don't ever get me wrong with that. But I just, you know, just like I would not put Dee Haslam in the same category as Arthur Blank. You know what I mean? The owner of the Browns.
Oh.
You know, I know that Tepperdam just won the division, but I mean?
Oh, no, but that's like one of those guys.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about right
no,
there.
No, and I'm not saying that he's not, you know, I believe that he wants to win. And I believe Arthur Blank's seems like an awesome dude. Like, he seems like a really great guy. I hear people say that a lot about franchises. And then, you know, again, I haven't been in there. I don't know what is important and isn't, and what's going to make people want to go there or not. All I know is some of the franchises that get ranked as the raggediest win Super Bowls.
Yes.
And some of the franchises that people are like, yeah, I like working here.
Yeah.
Go 8-9 every year.
That's true.
So it's like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm
glad they're first class. Let's be first place.
Yeah.
You know, let's strive for that.
I get all that. I get all that, but you know, it does factor in things. It does factor. In
what?
In if a coach wants to come there or not. It does factor. Mm. You know, whether you can say raggedy. It does matter how you view the owner. And because I think how you view the owner means a lot of times it's not, you know, one of those things where I know they got this over here, but I want to work for this guy because this guy does this, and that. And this guy doesn't do this. But I think more than anything, I think it's to each his own. You know, I don't think there is a right or wrong answer to it. I think it's an opinion on both, and the majority of people are going to think like you. You don't win, so what does it matter?
Right.
Yeah. Which is understandable. I just don't view that way.
Yeah. I'm glad everybody likes working over there. Clearly they do. We heard a lot of that yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Greg Beatles has been with the organization since 1995, and he worked his
doing
way up.
Doing what?
Intern. On up, which I love. Like, that's a cool story. That's a cool story to start as an intern and become the CEO of the team. And Matt Ryan talked about it being a great franchise and all that, and they believe that. They feel that way. I just, you know, I understand why they feel that way. I hope that we can all feel that way soon because, you know, great franchises win.
Right. Again, I'm not going against that part, but you said.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
And I said how I view it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. We'll get into what is going on with the Hawks. They got smoked last night by the Lakers. Ansi Saleh, the general manager, was on the radio station talking about the Trey trade for the first time. So we'll let you hear that as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.